The data access and retention. The physician must maintain the medical records of the patient for a period of 3 years. Patient authorized attendants or legal authorities can request for the medical records. Records which has to be issued within 72 hours, failures to maintain the records for the medical records for 3 years or refusal of the period of medical records within 72 hours of the request constitutes to the professional misconduct and physician liability for the disciplinary action. A written consent. A physician must obtain written consent from the husband and wife, parent or guardian in case of minor below 18 and patient performing an operation. While performing an operation which may result in sterility, informed and written consent is required from both husband and wife. However, the method of consent, whether verbal or written, is not stated. This is peculiar as other clauses specifically states that whether verbal or written consent is required. Health, personal health information and wrongful termination. This is a case where Mrs. Mathur contested wrongful termination after she availed of maternity leave. LIC requires the woman's applicant to furnish the personals, like menstrual cycle, conception, pregnancy at the time of appointment. Alarming, the Supreme Court, without mentioning the right to the privacy required by the corporation, to delete such questions on the grounds that they were embarrassing, if not humiliating, and the modesty and self-respect may be perhaps precluded into disclosure of such. It held termination was only because of the disclosure of application, which was held to be intrusive, embarrassing and humiliating by the revealing. Medical records, also known as paper octopus. Medical records are clinical, scientific, administrative, legal document related to patient care in which sufficient data are recorded by trained observer as per their sequence of events. The importance of medical record. These medical records are vital or clinically important diagnosis treatment papers which can be used for the future welfare of the patient and in some cases become the deciding factor between life and death. Medical records are important to the hospital for the evaluation of its services like hospital audit or medical audit. Moral of the hospital. Both medical and non-medical staff are concrete evidence of job well done is enhanced by use of hospital HRD for the performance of appraisal and give incentives, monetary gains or non-monetary gains of the hard working of the hospital. The records serve as a resource for education and training purpose also. These records are based on successful clinical relations or clinical research has to be originated in the laboratory by never compiling issues of the application to the patient. Same may be for the epidemical work or for example by doing the field work and sampling of epidemiologists. The value of complete and accurate records is useful for legal purposes, which is well established for the cases like wills or dying declaration. The primary reason for record keeping is to improve the care of the patient. There can be no disagreement that patient in 30-bed hospital is just as important as one in 1,000-bed. Three of the basic principles of medical records are that they must be accurately written, properly filled, and easily accessible. The problem of completing record is very real one for the overly burdened physician. Therefore, every hospital must periodically evaluate the service record department renders. Carefully planning and timing of judicial personnel and mechanical aids may be able to solve the problem of incomplete records. Medical records are a memory of the medical audit and act as the mouthpiece of the hospital activities. It is performance barometer of the hospital. Medical records are useful for patient administration, medical professionals, medical legal purpose and research purpose. Medical records form from the basic planning for the patient care. This helps to identify the patient with the history of his illness, essential for future medical care, useful for the patient while claiming insurance and other medical medical related claims, and there are also evidence in medical legal case. Medical legally, importance of medical record. Any MR may become evidence in accordance with Indian Evidence Act. Insurance and other claim settlement, medical certificates such as fitness for the employees or chronic illness, Workman Compensation Act, the clinical record may be of a medical record practitioner, may indicate the extent of injury and degree of disability of the individual. Patient's will, medical record gives the day-by-day progress of the patient as a clinician and then initiate with the patient was a normal mental condition or while making his will. For settlement of personal suit, the malpractice suit, criminal cases or authorization of any operations. The procedures for completion of medical record, accurate and complete medical record sufficient to justify the disease and establish a basis on which treatment is given. There shall be written policy and procedures rules for the completion of the record. Member of the committee of the members should be appointed by the medical staff shall be responsible for maintenance of the completion of up-to-date medical records. Medical records shall be filed in accessible manners in the hospital. Proper indexes shall be maintained in order that medical records will be available for all the purpose. Records of operations, obstetric, anesthetic has to be recorded in a proper format. Records for inpatient and outpatient shall be correlated. Medical records shall be regarded as privileged communication as specified in the statutes. Each case of communicable disease or poison has to be maintained according to the law. Hospital records should contain data to permit a basis of complete audit of the profession. Proper recording methods and procedures shall be maintained to assure completion of the data. A summary of hospital service shall be compiled periodically for the presentation of the medical staff. Characteristic of the good medical record: complete, adequate, accurate, comprehension economically, and properly timed. The vital records, the important records, and useful records. The classification of the medical records should be done in this manner, that the vital records, important records, useful records, and the transit, they are used only for the short period till the subject is alive or active. Main components of the medical records are social data and administrative data. Clinical data, it is collected at two levels, at OPD, which has complaints, past history, provisional diagnosis, laboratory investigation, treatment, and final diagnosis. Whereas in IPD, it is house officer's note, registrar's note, operation note, nursing notes, and recommendations and discharge summaries. The space for medical records capacity is for 50 beds, it should be ideally 175 to 200, for 100 beds, 240 to 300. For 400, 500 square feet to 600, and for 500, 1000 to 1000. The equipment should be a writing desk, chairs, and telephone, then intercoms for the communication of the medical record officer. Awareness about racks, shelves, and storage materials, cupboards, and important documents should be there. There should be a computer and internet facilities for the medical record attendant. There should be ideally one medical record technician in 100 bed. 4 for 250 beds, and 8 for 500 beds. This is the workflow of a medical record department. There should be proper preservation of medical records with ISS standard laid down, with proper fumigation. Racks should be installed 5 feet away from wall, and wood sleeves should not attract white ants and closed steel rack. There should not be any atmospheric pollution or presence of any acidic gases out there. There should be proper safety signs of no smoking, adequate fire extinguisher, and electric wires which should not conduct short circuit. There should be a temperature control of 32 degrees and ranging from 25 to 32 degrees, and microfilming of the medical record. All medical forms should be of good quality to withstand the frequent handling. Outpatient record identification with the provision of name of the patient and registration number should be mentioned. There should be a classification either through ICD or HL7 for the records of the disease of the patient, so that it becomes easy to maintain the record. Coding for the provisional diagnosis and the time of admissions makes it easy to sort the record. Retention of the medical record. According to the patient, up to 7 years. Medical legal patients, inpatients for 7 years, outpatient for 5 years, teaching and research up to 7 years, and it is seldom recorded that older than 7 years of record are need to be retained if at all there is a medical legal case out there. There are many types of record used in today's form. Forms have been satisfying for individual doctors to interest in special branch of medicines. Many of these forms will serve as dual purpose, since an attempt was made to minimize the number of needed. Brief case summary to understand how the patient is been admitted and becomes the face of the sheet of the clinical chart. Information of the admitting clerk or who, when the patient arrived, and what was the duration till the doctor came into place, recording the medical data like diagnosis, operation and condition which happened in past. There is a brief case record which has been taken into consideration. Therefore, utilizing for the admission of the patient in the ward, maintaining alpha index to establish the identity, location of the patient, filing the front of the medical record with final diagnosis with treating the physician and with naming the treating physician and surgeon signature. This medical history form includes the series that has top listed items such as family history, nature of the history, and therefore it may contains non-medical part by filing admission clause and medical part. Physical examination of the chief complaints and the clinical complaints as per upper abdomen, chest and examination of genitals. Laboratory investigations of the all the laboratory investigations done in the hospital during the OPD basis. X-ray reports or any radiology reports attached to it. Operation records. Tissue examination reports. And doctor's order sheet. With progress reports given by the physician or the resident officer out there, with graphic charts of nursing to note TPR and respiratory graphs, and nursing notes where all the nursing activities done during the day for the patients are been noted. For cases of gynec, ops and gynec records forms which are to be mentioned. All gynec, all forms such as X-rays and radiological investigations are to be maintained. The records clerk should stamp on the name of the hospital on each sheet and number of pages in sequence. So most of the forms title is printed from right hand corner, thus making it easy to locate. It is recommended that all forms are punched at assembled or filed in patient's discharge, that it is suggested to be faster and backholder with a light built in the fastener. Short forms may be appropriate for such conditions like tonsillitis or sinusitis. The record should be maintained in a daycare format and should also be maintained for a period of 7 years. Readmission form. If a patient is readmitted within 1 month of time with a similar illness, the previous history has to be attached to it. Signature. In hospital, the house officers, physicians, even the nursing staff are supposed to sign on different forms and formats which are being issued. It is mandatory or the form is said to be non-void in cases of non-signature. The rubber stamp given to the physician is acceptable under foreign strict condition. The physician whose signature rubber stamp represents is only one who possesses the rubber stamp and not the one who uses it. Medical certificates. About various certificates are being given and should be printed with proper hospital information mentioned on it. Death certificate are extremely important documents. While issuing the death certificate, certain precautions has to be taken. Doctor should not issue death certificate unless he knows he is the one who is attending the decease at least once during 14 days preceding to his death. Doctor is not entitled to charge fees for writing a death certificate. He cannot delay or refuse on the grounds of non-acceptance of professional fees. Doctor can refuse to give a death certificate if he is not sure of the cause of death, if it is sudden death or he suspects a foul play. There are generally four types of needs to locate the records, each by the men of specific index. Name index, known as master index. This would include full name of the patient, registration number, address, date of birth, date of admission, date of discharge. To find the clinical records, patient has same diagnosis, same disease index in maintained. The final diagnosis is recorded in brief sheet by the doctor at the time of patient's discharge and is the sourcing record for the indexing. It is recommended that this indexing should be kept on cards, probably 3x5 in size of light weight of index stock. The card should be carefully designed for such case to ease the posting with the number of columns limited to few significant items. It is advisable to have one back column on the occasion of the indexing, and the way to obtain the maintain the patient record on the basis of disease index are vertical filing, visible filing, rotary filing, and by the punch card system. Standard nomenclature of the disease and operation is most commonly used for diagnostic terminologies. The international classification of disease is used broadly for grouping. It is advisable to secure the technical assistance of qualified medical librarian to help it. Operation index. It has to be complete brief sheet with operative notes and short stay of operative notes. There has to be a proper physician index with mentioning the physician's name and his degree with registration number. Release of the information contained in the medical record. Medical record often concerns the record determined by person. As a personal document, record is identified by the patients with history of illness. It is advisable before releasing the information that the attending physician also be notified on the request that he too has to sign the information. If the second physician is called for the care, the physician is required to have the patient's permission to review the records. Usually, the number of records the department represents the hospital is producing this record in the court. If the record is used for research purpose, the publication is intended. The record is legally the property of hospital. A contact with the consent of the operation and treatment will be negligible. Similarly, the consent for the autopsy will be negligible if the responsibility is obtained for such consent and ascertain that consent is probably a part of clinical records where autopsy has been performed. Physician signature and the duty doctor's signature or ward sister or patient's relative is taken setting the four circumstances, reason and the warning against the permanent departure of the medical record. All professional information is to be considered privileged and not to be released without the properly signed and witness consent. The professional information may be furnished to those government authorities responsible for the profession protection of the general health of the community, but only in significant details to permit the authority to protect the general public. And of course, always be confirmatory with the statutes and local ordinance. In all other cases, it is considered advisable to obtain consent for the release of information duly signed and witnessed prior to the furnishing of any professional or clinical information. The best evidence are original, not copied and duplicated. Hence, clinical records should not be consisting of original of each of the form and sheet and not the copies. Filing of the records. The letter it is modified to brought forward and serial system. The second method is called unit numbering. The first is serial numbering and then the unit numbering. How long to preserve the case papers? For indoor case paper, the records are to be preserved for 7 years for MLC or till the case has been lasted. For outdoor patients, it is for 5 years. The records in the teaching and research are to be preserved for 7 years according to the Maharashtra Government Act. Dying declaration is provided by the person who is admitted to the hospital. The dying declaration of the person as the cause of his death to any circumstances of the transaction which resulted in his death. If the dying declaration, the statement is admissible as a dying declaration if he has cross-examined by dying declaration as a previous statement. If his dying declaration can be reduced into writing, the relevant matters in the question under section 145 of the Indian Evidence Act. It is advisable to have the dying declaration in writing under section 60. It is admissible in the principle that truth sits upon the lips of the dying man. The situation so seldom, so lawful is considered by the law by creating an obligation equal to that which is imposed by positive oath administration in the court justice. Under section 32, an exception of the rule which says the statement of a person who dies, whether the death is homicide or suicide, provide the statement rules to the cause of death, exhibits circumstances leading to the death. In respect to the Indian Evidence Act, in view of the peculiar condition of a society, the diversified nature and character of the people has thought it necessary to widen the sphere to section 32 to avoid injustice. It is important to note that section 32 does not speak of homicide alone, but it also includes suicide also. Hence, all the circumstances which may be relevant to prove the case of homicide would be equally relevant to prove the case of suicide. Evidentiary value of dying declaration. An accused can be convicted solely on basis of dying declaration, but it is not safe to do so without further collaboration because such judgment is not made on oath and is not subject to cross-examination. The maker of such judgment might be mentally or physically in a state of confusion, might well be drawing upon his imagination when he was making a declaration. Medical negligence. Medical negligence is sometimes called as professional misconduct and can be described as a malpractice. Law of tortures that the negligence or medical negligence is civil wrong done to torture the patient. The defendant owned by duty of the plaintiff, that defendant was in breach of the duty. Plaintiff suffered a severe damage and a damage was done by breach of duty care while the patient was admitted under him. Are the laws, are the provisions under which this component exists? A doctor must possess a reasonable degree of proficiency, for a degree of competency is fixed for the experience, qualification, etc. No doctor can be expected to be neither aware of any current medical knowledge or nor be applied to known diagnostic therapeutic techniques. A house surgeon is not expected to possess the same skill as a consulting surgeon. Whether a senior doctor delegates his task to junior, he must assure that himself is that his assistant is sufficient to or competent enough to do that job. Negligence can occur anywhere and doctor-patient relationship can be getting hampered anywhere. So charging a fee or inclusion into practice list or even in acute condition, once a doctor approaches all and intend to have him assaulted, can be compiled into the negligence part. Doctor is not negligent if he does not offer his service in an emergency to a patient who is not already his patient. Breach of duty. Doctor breaches his duty when he fails to reach the standard of proficiency. The level of expectancy is a peer preview. Substantial matter of number of doctors skilled in same specialty would have done in exactly the same circumstances if they were been in same place. The breach may be one of the commission to omission that there is something which is wrong or failing to do something which is right. Damage suffered by the patient, either loss of earning or livelihood due to some incompetent action taken by the doctor, like loss of eyesight in a truck driver, would result in doctor's fault, or expense of his hearing due to treating doctor's fault, he loses his hand. Daily earner loses his hand by due to doctor's fault, then it would lead in loss of duty or earning. Or for example, would be loss of mobility of limb of a person who is into athletics would be the doctor's fault. So understanding this would give into clinical medical negligence. Thus, error in clinical judgment. There is a widespread misapprehension among public that even some lawyers that if anything goes wrong with medical treatment or diagnosis, is inevitable that there must be negligence on part of doctor. Most of the misses come within the ambit error of clinical judgment. However, doctor is not legally liable for the genuine errors of the judgment either in diagnosis or treatment. A doctor does not guarantee or provide best possible care but only care consistent for his professional status. For example, surgery is an art of surgeon. So if anything goes wrong, such as type of surgery mishaps, would lead only to delay of wound healing and wound gapping. Normally, there is a task of burden of proof. The task of providing negligence, an exception to the general rule that burden of proof rests upon plaintiff. It is in the case that facts are obvious that one onus is shifted to doctor to provide that he was negligent. The contributory negligence. In such cases, the damage recovered in respect thereof shall be deducted and extent as the court rethinks and equitable having regard to claimant's share of responsibility. For example, patient putting a eye drop and consistently rubbing his eyes post cataract surgery, development of post-operative infection in the operated eye. So, in this case, it is entirely duty of a patient's fault and not the negligence of the treating doctor to be held responsible. Failure to attend. Medical negligence would be for failure to attend where, for example, a patient is gasping state post hernia surgery and treating surgeon not attending the patient in acute emergency, or amputation of the wrong foot, or negligence during operations where a surgical swab post LACS was kept inside wrongly by the physician or a consultant. Retention of the objects in the operation site. The surgeon must satisfy himself that he is correct before closing the abdomen. whether the swabs, plaques, towels or instruments are not left behind during in the abdomen after the operations. In accident and emergencies, if there is a doctor at going on the road and he is not attending the accident and emergency, he is called he is booked under negligence. Anesthesia, it is very important, especially during incubating the patients, that general anesthesia cases and post-surgical recovery room, the anesthesia is given properly. And spinal anesthesia, section of proper site is expected, and it is higher injection of spinal which resulted into injury, and anesthetic has to pay the damage. Unfortunately, during a negligent patient exposure of infection, the professional cannot escape their liability in front of negligent performance. And ICAMP was organized for extending the expert ophthalmic surgical services for cataract patients in particular place in Uttar Pradesh. Unfortunately, the operated eye of the patient was irreversibly damaged due to post-operative infection that is developed during end of ophthalmitis in operated areas by contaminating the normal saline with time of surgery. This negligence is called as mass negligence, which happened during the civil liability, which causes a higher degree of criminal negligence. Therapeutic drugs, the drugs which are well-known dangers to be handled with care. For instance, it would be negligent for a doctor to give penicillin to penicillin allergic patient. Thus, it would cause a fatal reaction to the patient and may also result into decrease of the patient, which would be called as a negligence in case of law. Hospitals are liable for the negligence of its employees, where on discharge, child was handed over to the wrong person and the parents were later unable to trace the child. In this cases, the hospital was said to be a negligence, where they were not able to produce valid records of the baby born out there. However, the Bombay view on the subject is different, where the Bombay High Court has stated that state is liable in such cases, but it should be added that before suing the government or public officer, 2 months written prescription should be given. Now it is well settled, and according to the Criminal Law and Justice Act, it has been failed. A doctor failing in performing and committing lapses can open for both criminal as well as civil liabilities in the cases. The criminal liabilities. Doctor may be getting imprisonment up to 2 years. Doctor may be fined, or both can be imposed on him. In cases of civil liabilities, the doctor, if the patient does not pay or civil liability arise, the law tortures the private or government officials in cases of this, where insufficient or perhaps 0.001% of physicians are dragged into court by the patient for this purpose. Legal issues in relation to healthcare are the role of medical experts engaged in healthcare system is all except to imply sound health policies to protect health of the people and society and safeguard its own interest. Various health legislation are passed by Parliament in India in last 5 years, resulting to health manpower, disease control, family health care and many more. Recently, health legislation is aimed to curb smoking, intake of tobacco, use of generic medicine and Swachh Bharat Abhiyan. Policies such as separate acts pertaining to health, environment and industry chemicals are taken into considerations. Historic judgments on various medical legal works have stated that people are been taking health care more seriously, and some policies are been formed for that purpose. Thank you.